Steve Gruber Show is rolling full steam ahead. Here's Steve.
Welcome back to it on a Tuesday. It's been a terrible flu season, getting worse in some areas. If you didn't know, it's one of the worst, maybe in a decade. You know, and you'll find more of this. Trust me, this is true. You get an airplane, you know that you're going to get fouled up by it all. Mark Warner is with ISA, the leading trade association for the cleaning industry worldwide, a specialist in the area of infectious disease control and the use of modern disinfectants, that is easy for me to say. Mark Warner, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be on.
Glad to have you here. Bad flu season, you know, and why is that? Why is it getting away from us this time around?
Well, we're in that environment where, when you think about it, we've been seeing infectious diseases on the increase for years and years. And even though we as, you know, as scientists and doctors are able to develop things like antibiotics to fight these things, what they do is they mutate, and they tend to get worse and worse. We saw that with other infectious diseases. Think about the Ebola outbreak that happened in West Africa. That wasn't the first time, but it was the most contagious and caused the most deaths. And we see the same thing happening with flus. We see the same thing happening with other types of things, even MRSA. If we think about that, that didn't exist when you and I were kids, Steve.
No, it didn't. You're exactly right about that. And so I'm going to get on an airplane tomorrow and fly around with all sorts of, things in the air, on the seat, in the restroom. Yay! I'm all fired up. I mean,
yeah, it makes you a little uncomfortable when you think about it. Part of the biggest issue to think about, of course, is the airport, and it's not because they're not trying. We get a lot of calls from not just airports, but regional transit agencies all over the country, and they want to know what the best practices are so that they're doing the right thing. But even if they're increasing the frequency that they're doing the cleaning, the sheer volumes of people negates what they're doing. So it really does fall in many ways to us as we're traveling to make sure that we're not exposing ourselves in a bad way. So some of the questions that we tend to get are, should we wear gloves? Should we wear masks?
I see that all the time. You see our friends, especially, people from Asia and so forth, always wearing the masks, always wearing the gloves, but not so much here for Americans. Why is that? Does it help?
It actually does not help. If you're a healthy guy, Steve, and you're getting ready to jump on a plane, if you were wearing a mask, first of all, there's two kinds of masks to think about. Most of us, when we think about masks, we're thinking about the darn dust mask that we wear when we mow the grass. But that's just a dust mask. It's really not designed to filter out bacteria in the air. The types of masks that will do that are like surgical masks, and we don't see people wearing those too often. So the reality of it is if you're wearing a mask, the best time to do that is when you yourself are sick, so that if you're sneezing or you're coughing or whatever, you're not kicking that stuff straight out into the airspace. But if you're healthy, the mask isn't really going to be doing all that much for you. And we get questions about gloves, too.
Right.
And the problem with gloves is that the gloves will pick up bacteria and viruses on their outside. And human beings involuntarily touch their face over 20 times an hour. They rub their nose, they rub their eyes, they touch their mouth or their chin, and it's the face is full of what we call portals of entry. These are ways that bacteria make their way into people's bodies.
Yeah.
So it gets on the outside of the glove, it's still going to make its way to you. So the gloves and the mask aren't the right way to do it. The better way is to use a lot of hand sanitizer. Carry along your own wipes.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to smear your face with a circus of infection, viruses and bacteria.
Yes.
That is just lovely. That's a lovely thought.
Yeah, I know it is. And the other thing to think about, Steve, and I fly a lot just like you do, and I don't think there's anything more uncomfortable than sitting in a plane and having a guy a row or two back sneezing and coughing, and at that point you're feeling pretty much like a victim.
So what do you do? You grab like Clorox wipes. What do you do? What do you take with you?
The best thing to do is definitely to take A, some hand sanitizer, and B, some wipes. And choose wipes that you're comfortable working with. Some people have sensitivities to some of the fragrances that are used in commercial commercial sanitizing wipes. So should choose a brand that works for you, take it along with you. And then one of the best practices that even the airports and other regional transit agencies are trying to adopt is to increase the frequency of doing the sanitizing wipe on the surfaces. But with the sheer volumes of people, it really does fall to us to do that too. So my suggestion is if you go into the kiosk, pull out your wipes, wipe down the screen, enter what you need to enter into it. By the way, those kiosks don't work real well when you're wearing gloves anyway.
Right, of course not.
And when you're done, then technically give the screen another wipe down and use the hand sanitizer on your hands. And that increases the frequency of the sanitizing of that surface, so you're not just helping yourself, you're helping others. And then the hand sanitizer becomes your secret weapon of quick defense.
Then I become a good Samaritan, right? These things aren't going to go away anytime soon, though, because we have more. It seems to me there's more pathogens any given day than there were a year ago, like you said, more than there were when we were kids, Mark, and more ways for things to happen that would affect us now, resistant to medications and resistant to, you know, everything else. We've got all these resistant bugs out there, so it gets tougher every year, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and a lot of people don't realize one of the reasons that even the flu vaccine becomes sometimes less effective year after year is because the flu vaccines are based on the previous year's outbreak. So they store that and they develop a flu shot based on the last strain of flu that existed. But between last year and this year, that flu has had the opportunity to mutate, to change its design and become more adept at defending itself against things like antibiotics or things like your own antibodies. And so that's the reason why the effectiveness of some of these flu shots have started to wane over the years is these organisms have the ability to mutate, and they do.
And they do. All right, Mark Warner, greatly appreciate your conversation here today. As much as it made me uncomfortable, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to stop in, my friend.
I certainly enjoyed the opportunity. One of the best things we can do is try to increase the awareness, and when people are more aware, they're able to defend themselves. And if people want more information, they can get it from ISSA.com.
There you go, ISSA.com. Mark Warner, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Steve.
Leading Trade Association for cleaning the world, cleaning up after yourself, you know, clean that mess up, something like that. All right, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated Wolverine dealers are here statewide delivering for you to make sure that your water is the best it can be, no matter what's wrong, whether it smells, looks bad, you just don't like it, whatever it is, Wolverine can hook you up. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. It's 41 after. Coming up after the break, David Kallman will be here from the Great Lakes Justice Center to respond to an op-ed piece that he said is just vile and off the mark. Sit tight. You're listening to the Steve Gerber Show.